Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 102.7 here on the home stretch. I'm Pat Doherty, Todd Burlidge as well. We're now joined by Tommy Carroll from our sister station, 103.9 The Bear. We have Tommy on the show today. We're talking about the Big Growl Six. Six of them. You don't want to miss this event. June 11th at the Budweiser Festival Park. Tickets are on sale. You can go to 103.9thebear.com. Get your information, /big-growl6. Get all the information, all the bands. Great lineup this year, and I'm excited because a lot of these bands I know, Seether, Skillet, All That Remains, Puddle of Mud, Otherwise, and See This Through as well. Tommy, let's go back, though, before we talk about this lineup this year and all the great events that are going to be going on at the Big Growl 6 this year. Let's talk about year one. Where did this idea even come from? I know, obviously, as a music station, you want to have something. You want to have an event. But how did the Big Growl 6, or the Big Growl number one, how did that come to fruition?
I went to the GM at the time and I says, hey, could we not like spend money on billboards and TV commercials? Can you give me that money? I'm going to go buy some bands and I'm going to bring your money back.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay. So that was really it. You know, we always wanted to do a show and it's like, if you don't just go do it, it's not going to happen. And so I know enough about the business from my previous music history before I got into radio to be dangerous enough to put a show together. It was tough. You know, I was given a very tiny budget, a club budget to book a festival, but we still pulled it off. And it was really cool to, you know, work with the, you know, because, you know, you get into radio, you start working with the record labels a bit, you start working with the managers. And my previous music experience kind of already had me connected into the booking agencies, because that's what I did for a living prior to radio. And just, you know, trying to book a show. And, you know, what a lot of it is, too, and I'm not going to name these big companies, but the ticket prices are so outrageous nowadays. To buy parking and a T-shirt and a beer or a soda or a hot dog, it's outrageous. And I go to all these big shows. A lot of times I'm getting free tickets, too. Not all the time. But, you know, I wouldn't be going to all these shows if I wasn't getting a few free tickets. So how do we make a show without giving it totally away? Because we have to pay the expenses. And how do we make it so a mom or a dad or a kid or a family can go to a show and not break the bank, still yet get a high quality show? And basically, instead of like, you put a billboard up, you wonder if it works. You put a TV commercial on, you wonder if it works. You have a concert, you can look everybody in the eye and know that it works. And that's really the whole thing. Create something affordable and find out if our marketing is really working. You know, by giving people a fun, fair price for an event that everyone can go to. The Growl started out at $15, and it's unheard of to see bands like that at the time. Saving Abel, it was Pop Evil, we had Thousand Foot Crutch, Hurt, and a new up-and-coming band at the time, Red Light King. And, you know, to see that many bands for $15, all those bands cost $15 or more each to go see. You know, on their own.
Yeah.
And that was unheard of. But it was really just to try to create something. And, you know, because of all the digital devices and stuff, you know, kids are wrapped up in phones and computers and, you know, iPods and stuff. How do we get them to just enjoy a rock show again? That fun, you know, you probably remember your first show, as I remember many shows. That energy, that feeling you get, you don't get that anywhere else. And it's a fun time. And it was a great way to just keep rock alive and share music.
When you look at the booking process and when you look at it, getting some really quality headliners as well as some new or local bands, as you mentioned, some local or new groups to be at the Growl. How do you plan that out? Is there a process? Is it somewhat just trying to match dates? Because obviously a lot of these bands are still out trying to book events elsewhere as well. How do you get them enticed to come here?
It's a puzzle. It really is. A 1,000-piece puzzle of clouds, because you never know how this thing's going to work out. It's really based on how much money do I have and what's realistic. We always know what bands that the listeners seem to be into. They definitely let us know all the time. But it's, you take your budget and you go, this is the money I got to work with. Who can I get? And then I haggle and lowball and do everything I can. You would not believe. I've guessed email addresses. I am not kidding you. I've done this. Every Growl, one email address has been me guessing.
How often, what's your percentage getting it right?
I'm 1 in 5.
That's not bad.
I'm 1
not
in
bad
5.
At guessing.
Well, there's 5 different emails. Yeah. It's 1 of the 5.
There you go.
I almost so I would say I'm almost 95% on that. There was only one email address I couldn't guess. And it was a tricky one because it had nothing to do with it. There's typically five email addresses everyone uses in business, and I was just lucky enough to guess email addresses. But you have to have a budget. You have to know what you're spending on your sound system and everything else involved so you have money for your bands. And how do we do this and still keep that ticket at $15? Now, granted, the Growl has grown. We started off at St. Pat's Park. We outgrew it the first year, which is great. But it was such a beautiful place to do a show. I wish it was bigger.
St. Pat's is beautiful.
It was just, I liked it in that huge barn of a stage. And if you've never been out there, don't be fooled when I say barn. This thing is gigantic.
Yeah.
It's a full size, like Morris size stage in this barn out there. And I loved the setup there because they had all these different rooms and you could have coolers for all your riders, you know, their green M&Ms and their vodka and stuff. So I really love that setup. But plus, it was beautiful being in the park. But we moved over to the fairgrounds, and we went in the grandstand area. Unlike one of our sister stations was out in the field, we weren't that big yet, you know, and we weren't giving tickets away. It's a little trickier. Mm-hmm. When you give tickets away, why, heck, you can get 25, 30,000 people to come to a show.
Exactly.
But when you ask them to pay for them, it's another animal. Mm-hmm. And so you have to do that. So we moved over to the fairgrounds. And started there in the band shell, and we did it there 3 years, and then we moved out into the field last year where we're bringing in, like, the Woodstock stage now, you know. Not quite that big, but getting pretty close. This year will even be bigger than last year.
Well, talk about this year a little bit. A great lineup again. Seether, Skillet, All That Remains, Puddle of Mud, Otherwise, and See This Through on June 11th at the Budweiser Festival Park over off of Ironwood. But this week, this Big Growl 6, the first weekend was fantastic in ticket sales for you guys.
This year has been record-breaking, and I got to give you a backstory on tickets. This is the people's show. This show's only going to get as big as people want it. You buy a ticket, that's awesome. Thank you so much. But if you want this show to get bigger so we can get those Avenged Sevenfolds and Shinedowns and stuff, we got to get more people to the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to raise the tickets. If we were in this business to make money off tickets, the tickets would be $35 to $50 a piece.
Exactly.
They'd be less bands.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot shorter day. We're trying to make this a festival, but this thing can only get as big as the number of people that come to it. The people really don't realize, you know, you may not trust your vote in an election, but when you buy a ticket for the Growl, it really works.
Mm-hmm.
And what really works is when they get someone else to buy a ticket for the Growl. So it's the people show. You're in control. If you want this thing to be bigger and bigger and bigger, you got to get your friends, got to get your family, recruit people. We're in this together. I don't want to raise ticket prices. I don't want to, you know, we don't want it to be about that. We want it to be about having an affordable show that people can enjoy.
And it's a great lineup as well. As you mentioned, with some of the parameters that you have, the lineup that you have, talk a little bit about this group of bands, some of the acts that are going to be on stage, and anything really stand out with this group and how this was kind of put together?
Well, you know, last year we ran into a situation, and I'll get you to this year. Each year it's very tough to get these bands. I start usually the week after the Growl.
Wow.
I have a list made. This takes a year to do this because I'm constantly scanning and I'm constantly knowing where everyone's at. And over the years, I've learned these habits of the bands, and that's how I acquired Skillet, because I knew they do these certain things. And I goes, I know I can get them this year. You know, but a lot of it is routing. There's some huge European festivals that happen, and they start the second week of June, and that screws us a lot. A lot of bands go to Europe because they're throwing money at them. You know, you can go play a little festival, or you can go make this and this and this and this and play over there for 4 or 5 weeks, and then they come back about the second week of July. So it's very hard to get these bands. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, why don't you get this band? You don't think I've been trying? You have no idea. I don't want to tell people all the bands I've went after because their heart would be broken. I mean, we've had, oh my gosh, so many times some bigger than life bands, but for one reason or another,
just doesn't work out.
We couldn't move the date last year, and it would have been the biggest thing ever to get the band. I had to move the date. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. This year we had a huge band and couldn't move the date because the venue was booked the week before. You know, and this happened back in September. So, you know, and it was, and then I couldn't tell anybody about it because they were attached to another massive band that I couldn't let any information get out on. So I just like, oh, I'll eat this information. But, you know, when you, you know, see, there's a band we've tried to get, you know, but they, man, that's hit after hit. This band, you know, they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily this year, I think I got them for half price because I was, the price I was given last year was way more than this.
Really? Wow.
But when you catch a band when they're routing dates, mm-hmm. it's more affordable for them because they're playing every single night. When you're trying to make a band come here, because this isn't a routed tour. These are six bands coming from six different directions being put together.
Yeah.
You can't go see this show in Chicago a week later, in Fort Wayne a week later, in Grand Rapids a week later. It's not going to happen. This is a one-and-done show. That's what's really cool about it. But these bands, very tough to get. It was exciting to get Seether and Skillet. I had them back before, way before Christmas. You know, when you get your headliners, it just falls down like dominoes. It's mm-hmm. so much easier. But if they, everyone only knew, there were four or five other bands that were went after before we got to these bands. Actually, probably a dozen bands.
Wow.
You know, I picked up Skillet relatively early in November, and they really were supposed to be the middle band. They weren't supposed to be, like, you know, almost mm-hmm. co-headlining, so to speak. So you never know how this is going to show and lay out. Like last year, everybody went to Europe, or they were making a record, or they were just off. I mean, I
taking
never
some time away.
Normally, there's like two dozen bands left in the States, and I can get, you know, six of them, you know, mm-hmm. or four or five of them, or whatever. But last year, Pop Evil wasn't technically supposed to be the closer; they were supposed to be the middle band.
Mm-hmm.
There were supposed to be two other bands on top of that, and so we had to go with quantity. And we still had a great lineup. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, bringing in Scott Stapp, doing the Creed stuff, you know, that was great. You know, he sang great. The bands played great. And all the bands like Blackstone Cherry Stick Puppies, you know, we can go on. It was just, it was a really cool lineup. And we had a couple new bands, Shaman's Harvest and Red Sun Rising. It's always cool to break a band. And this year we were going to break a band called Citizen Zero. Unfortunately, touring schedules and routing, we can do this one show, or we can do these 70 shows on this tour.
Yeah.
And it routed them so far away from here, we were paying them so little, unfortunately, it wasn't affordable for them to fly here, do the show, and fly back, plus us rent gear yeah. for them. So luckily, we had a band in mind locally that it was just a very strong band. See This Through. They've got some great music. They've really recorded, you know, the kind of record that you can get signed from. They've already been doing some stuff in Chicago. And a couple labels have been talking, you know, they've seen these guys. Mm-hmm. There's some management companies that are aware of them. It's really a waiting game now, because now you got to produce all these numbers on YouTube and Facebook and iTunes and stuff. It's really a numbers game now.
Really? Wow.
It really is. If you get a million hits on YouTube or a million downloads on iTunes, every record company knows about it. It's a little secret for musicians. They know about it. And then they'll look at your social media. This is about numbers. How many hammers can you sell in Brazil? How many hammers? Because you're a product.
Yeah.
You want to think
that's
it's
a good
all
point.
Nice and happy about music, but you're a product. And it's how can they move this product? And that's really what it is. But this lineup came together really good. You know, otherwise, they played a previous growl, and they sold the most merch they've ever sold ever at one event. They still talk about it every time I see them. Great group of guys. They've been here several times. They haven't been here in a while. They got a new record coming out. It should be fun. Puddle Mud's our reality show, I think, mm-hmm. of the lineup. We never know what Wes is going to do, but
which is fun, right?
We don't have a lot of invested into it, so hopefully we get a good show. But, you know, if he does good, you know, he's got a lot of great hit songs, mm-hmm. and they got a lot of great music, so hopefully that happens. And then we finally got a heavier band this year with All That Remains. You know, a lot of people have been screaming that, but when you do a festival, you have to do things in baby steps. I mean, originally, this lineup that we have this year would have been the first year if I had my way.
Yeah.
This is would have been the beginning. So to me, this year is the beginning of what the growl is. Now we're out in this field. Now we used a stage last year, and we learned some stuff. We got a bigger stage that's even more secure. We can hang more gear from. And we're basically, every year, we dress rehearsal in front of everyone. This is just, we put this together, and there's all these things people don't know about that we're just trying for the first yeah. time and trying to figure this out because we're preparing for this thing to be, you know, its own entity where it's bigger than South Bend, where people are coming from other states and around. That's the only way for a festival to get big, and that'll help the people here fill them seats and sell those tickets. We don't want it to get too big, you know. I mean, I think 15,000 would be great.
Sweet.
But if we can get to 10, you know, because 10,000 is when national advertisers take you seriously. Bigger bands are more inclined to, wow, this is all ages and it's 10,000 people. Those are the kind of numbers those, you know, Godsmacks are into and stuff like that. I'm not saying we're getting them next year, but I can tell you one thing, it's not impossible. You sell this growl out this year, I can go next door to our general manager and our owner and go, hey man, let's pony up. Let's go to the next level. But I can't ask unless, you know, we're in this together.
Support.
I can't even go there if this don't sell out.
Once again, Tommy Carroll from our sister station, 103.9 The Bear. You can hear him in the afternoons and evening, as well as head to the website, 1039thebear.com. The Big Growl 6th, it's June 11th. The lineup, Seether, Skillet, All That Remains, Puddle Mud, Otherwise, and See This Through. Tommy, appreciate you coming on. Last question, and I'll let you go. How do you decide the lineup? Who kicks off the show? Who ends the show? Is that you? Do you have a group of people? Or is that, do the bands parlay to see where they can get, try to get the play?
There's a lot of wrestling involved. Typically, it's pretty obvious, you know, our area local band is going to open the show. That's a pecking order. It's based on the hit songs and stuff like that. And who's more relevant now? Because sometimes a band may be older, but their relevancy is different. And it's about selling tickets, you know. I mean, Seether, you know, they just they've got 21 or 22 singles. They've had countless top 10 songs. They're your headliner, hands down. They have more songs on our computer than a lot of famous, very big bands.
Yeah.
Skillet, man, they're just a phenomenal band. They're playing a full set. They're not playing just a partial set. Skillet's coming in and doing a full show. Phenomenal band live. All That Remains, there was a little bit of their management wanted them in a certain position, so we put them there. But we also saved a lot of money on them, too. So I negotiate back. Well, yep. If you want that, then we get this, you know. So really, a lot of it is, you know, me and Stryker will kind of talk through the lineup. But generally, it just kind of naturally makes sense. You know, this is the biggest band, you know, and on down. And a lot of times, too, I try to do it where it's like there's a flow to it. I want this band, the first band, to push this next band. I want the next band to push the next band. It's not a battle of the bands, but in a sense,
it is.
It is. Yeah. It's a festival. Everybody wants to knock down the last band. And I've seen every band. There's no band that plays the show that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've all seen them all, and I've met most all of them, too, because our listeners are going to be meeting these people. I don't want them meeting some jerks, you know?
Yeah, and that's so part of it as
everybody's
well.
Everybody's handpicked, and it's for a reason. And, you know, in a smaller market like this, you have to get bands that have a lot of hit songs. And that's really, you know, and if you look at the lineup, man, every band on there, I mean, minus, you know, our opener band, they're an up-and-coming band, but that's what that position's about.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting some airplay, so, hey, it's working out great for them, but there's a reason for the order, and usually, you know, it's Stryker and I that decide that, but it kind of just decides itself at the same time.
Well, I'm excited. Again, the Big Growl 6, June 11th at Budweiser Festival Park at the St. Joe County Fairgrounds. Seether, Skillet, All That Remains, Puddle Mud, Otherwise, and See This Through, and I will be there volunteering, so I'm excited to kind of see how this all gets put together. I've been part of some types of events, nothing to this level, so I'm pretty excited for this to kind of be my first growl from the outside looking in as kind of everything gets put together and you guys put this on, and I know a lot of these bands, so I'm pretty excited about the lineup as well.
Well, I want to thank you for volunteering, because a lot of people don't know, there's hundreds of volunteers in the background, and they're doing this for nothing, so the people of Michiana can enjoy a show. So when you see those people in those volunteer shirts, you may want to thank them. You know, because they're not making any money. They're out there doing this stuff so you can have this day. And please tell your friends, recruit people, because you want to be around a bunch of cool people when you're in a show. There's pretty much everybody goes to Growl's cool anyway. Make it cooler in your area by inviting more people. And let's sell this thing out so we can make it bigger. I can only make it as big as you want it to be.
Once again, Tommy Carroll from 103.9 The Bear. Get your tickets to the Big Growl 6 right now. Go to 1039thebear.com. All the information, click on the Big Growl thing at the opening website. You see it right when you go to the website and get your tickets. And as Tommy said, sell this out so they can grow it even bigger. Tommy, appreciate you coming on the show today, man.
Hey, thanks for all this. I really appreciate it.